Do you admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another. Are we not? Are we not? Are we not? Are we not? Are we not?
Who wants to be next?
I don't. No one else does.
He preyed on both women and men, young and old. He slipped through windows, slit throats, raped, tortured, and killed.
What he did to me has been the total destruction of my life and my life.
the world has been fed many lies about. Serial killers do on a small scale what governments do on a large one. They are a product of the times, and these are bloodthirsty times. Even psychopaths have emotions if you dig deep enough. But then again, maybe they don't.
Do you have emotions?
No comment.
Tell me what kind of emotions you got going through you right now.
I'll tell you what, I gave up on love and happiness a long time ago.
Why?
I don't care to explain that. Let the quote stand for itself. People in this day and age are brainwashed and programmed like a computer at being nothing more than puppets. This nation, this country is founded in violence. Violent delights tend to have violent ends. Madness is something rare in individuals, but in groups, people, and ages, it is a rule. Killing is killing, whether done for duty, profit, or fun. Men murdered themselves into this democracy.
Thank you. yourself. It is power without sharing.
Satan is being evil. I can tell you a little bit about Satan.
Well, I'm interested in hearing what you got to say.
It is undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit. It is power without charity. Well, Satan admits to being evil.
Do you admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another. Are we not?
I'm asking you a question.
Yes, I am evil. Not 100%, but I am evil. Evil has always existed. Perfect world most people seek shall never come to pass. And it's going to get worse. The great epoch of our life is when we gain the courage to rebaptize our evil qualities as being our best qualities.
And as the interview draws to a close, I cannot help but recall Bill Carnes and the thought behind this brilliant young man.